Right. Meeting open, 12:03. We acknowledge and pay respects to the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and work. Council meetings are public meetings. The council chambers is not a parliament, and parliamentary privilege does not apply. Elected members and staff risk being held personally liable if comments are defamatory or breach any duty of confidentiality. Statements made during council meetings are solely those of the person making them. Nothing expressed at a council meeting can be attributed to the Shire unless it is adopted by a resolution of council. The confirmed minutes of a council meeting are the official record. Verbatim minutes are not required. Please make sure your mobile phones are turned off or on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. We have all members in attendance and executive staff.
Apology from Jason.
Apologies from Jason Mallett. Sorry.
Forsyth.
Forsyth. Now. Any other, no other apologies, no requests for leave of absence, deputations, presentations.
Through the chair, we've got one deputation from Anthony Wise from PF Olsen.
So, Anthony from PF Olsen, you have a deputation you would like to present?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Could you speak to the microphone? Thank you.
Is that better?
Yep.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for allowing me to come and talk today. I presume the agenda item we're talking is the increase in rates that the proposal is levied against the plantation industry or the forest industry. And I would just like to say a couple of things that in this whole process, I am of the opinion the Shire has made no attempt to actually engage with the plantation industry in this matter and actually work with us across the board to see how we can actually benefit the economy of Boyer Brook in a better way. The private sector plantation industry or forest industry is not FBC. However, we feel that we are being punished for the issue that FBC has raised for the Shire and themselves. We all have a responsibility to reduce emissions, and the state government is pushing the plantation development to reduce carbon emissions and reduce the timber imports, but Boyer Brook Shire seems to be going the other way. They seem to be using this as a mechanism to exclude us or discourage the investment of plantation into the Boyer Brook Shire. The Shire's intent on using a legal mechanism to gouge the forest industry, the private forest industry, to pay for things like a doctor or whatever else that you might be needing, but also to dissuade investment into the plantation and farm development. The answers to our questions that we received, and I'm probably going to anger the council at this moment in time, in our opinion, are very clever wordsmithing replies without fact to support the claims. I see a Trumpism creeping into this issue, where if you say something is often enough yourself and you start to believe it, so do your supporters, regardless of what the facts say. And the facts that we've asked for, we haven't been given the facts. Plantations are softer on the environment. The chemical use is limited to about 2 years, highly restricted, very controlled, and if nothing from there is used for the next 26 years, other than the obligatory fire breaks. You can compare that to any other agricultural entity, and you can monitor the chemical use accordingly. One of the answers to our questions was about how we pollute the streams or there's runoff or whatever else that is. That doesn't happen in operations. We do water monitoring. We can prove there's no chemical going into the water table, going out into the dams. We have to because we're FSC certified. We also constantly worry about fires. The fire risk is not from the plantations. It's actually rather from our neighbours that we worry about. It's from in the height of summer when there's full-scale harvesting of crops. That's where the risk lies. Fires very seldom start in the trees or in the plantations. So I ask the council to do the right thing. Treat us equally. Treat us and work with us to see how we can grow the Shire economy. But treat us with respect. We've got an open door policy and we're willing to work with everybody here. But treat us and recognize the fact that the forest industry has the same value as any other commercial agricultural entity that there is in the Shire. We employ, in Boyer Brook, there's five families that rely on us every day of their working lives. We employ four contractors in the Shire of Boyer Brook that work regularly for us, and we contribute a huge amount to the economy of Boyer Brook. The fact that one of the reasons is about how we damage the roads, it has not been proven. And it's probably the other way around. A really large farming enterprise of over 1,000 hectares will do way more damage to the roads than a small plantation of 200 hectares down the road. So again, I respectfully ask the council to treat us with respect, make the right decision, and treat us equally, and raise the rates accordingly, equal across the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Any other presentations? No. Public question time. Anyone in the gallery wish to ask any questions? Yes, Brad, if you speak to the microphone, please. And say who you are. Thank you.
Brad Barr from West Pine Industries. My question, Mr. President, is this the only opportunity to ask questions, and do they need to be pre-submitted, or can they be asked now?
So there certainly has been plenty of, well, my understanding is that this has been advertised for a while, so there's been opportunity, but as far as this meeting goes, this is the opportunity to ask questions from the gallery. Council members can ask during the item. But if you would like to ask questions today on the item, then now's the time.
Okay. We have questions, we've got the answers to that.
All right. Well, then, yes, I have several. If that is okay. All right. The first question is the basis on which the differential rate was calculated, and on how was it determined about the extra road wear and tear that is attributed to plantations, and also on that's the first question. The second one is about the additional responsibilities for bushfire control that have been alleged that plantations put upon the Shire of Boyer Brook. On what basis were they calculated? The other one is about application to entire properties, that the Shire itself has a policy, or at least it had a draft policy about plantations, where they were attempting to encourage ratepayers to plant up to maybe 10% of the property to trees. And as it stands at the moment, the draft rating notice would suggest that whether you've got 10% of your property planted to trees or 1% of your property or 100%, 100% of your property is going to attract the rate, which seems to me to be manifestly against the spirit of the tree plantation and farm forestry policy that at least exists in draft form with the Shire. The subsequent question is around grandfathering, that if the Shire does determine in its power to do so, to continue with the differential rates, which my employer, West Pine Industries, thinks is not a good policy, But if you do continue to do that, we would ask whether you have considered grandfathering it. Plantations are a very long-term investment, and people go into those developments on the basis of a certain set of assumptions around what the costs and returns are going to be over the course of that rotation. And people could well have made investment decisions on purchasing land or entering into leases on the strength of a certain regime of taxes. And for those taxes to be changed midstream seems to us to be difficult to accept and difficult to plan for. And we would ask that if you do it, that it becomes a policy from henceforth, such that people can go into plantation investments with their eyes open around the costs and taxes that are likely to be levied upon their investment. Another one is, I have a question about how the additional rates will be spent, how they will be tallied, and how the people who are paying the tax, or the rates, essentially a tax upon their investment and upon their land use, are going to have any certainty that the monies that are raised are actually going to be spent to address the alleged additional costs that the Shire is bearing as a result of our land use. How do we know that the roads are being made good, and how do we have any, I suppose, confidence, and even if it's after the fact, proof that we are a higher cost land user? At the very least, that would provide post facto justification for the differential rates, which would be, a silver lining out of it. We note that the Shire proposes to do some kind of auditing of the fire units that are provided by the plantation industry. We would ask who will be doing those audits, how much will they cost, whether we can arrange for them to be done privately and provide to the Shire sufficient records that meet your needs that demonstrate that we have undertaken those assessments, because we do see that it will be quite an impost for whoever you determine will be doing those audits. We also wonder whether other private land users, such as farmer units, will also be subjected to that same regime to determine if all fire units that are expected to turn out to fires or could volunteer themselves to turn out to fires will be of the same quality and held to the same standard as the plantation units. Questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. We'll take those on notice if you could provide them in writing. Thank you. No further questions? Anyone? Yes, Raina.
We did supply a letter with questions. I'm unaware of any response that's been received. Is that likely to occur?
It certainly should.
Through the chair, once we have an answer from council's decision today, we'll be sending out responses to everybody who gave us submissions.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Sorry, Bev, yes. Could you come up to the microphone, please?
Quite short and sweet. We have a small seed crop, not a timber crop. The chances of it ever impacting the roads are absolutely minimal, given the final density, thank you, of the crop. Even at the height, and it's only 10% of the property and I don't consider it to be a timber plantation.
Thank you. Would you like to respond?
Any further questions on that one?
Through the chair, yeah, we can respond on that one. We have actually had a look at that, and we can consider that as a cropping type of plantation, not as... We'll consider that as an orchard, because you are receiving an annual, or you're cropping, you're harvesting annually on seeds, so it won't be categorised as a plantation as such.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes? Yes?
I'm Susan Meath from Jarrah. I'm all for having an increase in the rates on the plantation. We have seen out our area for the last 20 or 25 years what these plantations have done to our area and taken out, you know, 15 or more farmers. You know, we could drive from the Jarrah Pool right down to the Cranbrook Road with nobody, you know, sort of no houses, you know, with people in them. So I'm concerned about all these absentee owners really with all these plantation blocks. And I mean, they're not contributing to our community, they're not joining our country club, they're not helping with our firefighting and, you know, volunteering or anything like that. And I mean, they are affecting our roads when they have harvested plantations in the past, and even the workers that were coming out from Yornup and everything, they were wrecking our roads as well. And I mean, we already pay quite substantial rates. I mean, I don't know, I'd hate to think what this year's might be, but I mean, we're already on over $28,000 a year for our rates already. And I mean, I just think they can contribute a bit more, you know, because it's say, you know, we've just had our area decimated. We've lost our little school many years ago because of the lack of population. And I just think, you know, it's, they can do more to try and, you know, make up for some of this, what's happened.
Thank you, Susan. Did you have a question to add to that?
Well, not really. I'm just all for, you know, sort of maybe they do contribute a bit more financially.
All right. Thank you very much. No further questions. We shall go to responses to previous public questions taken on notice. We don't have any. Declarations of interest, financial and or proximity. We've got Councillor Caldwell and Councillor Ingalls.
Through the chair, we just need to describe the interest they have. So Councillor Caldwell's got the financial interest, and Councillor Ingalls has a proximity interest.
Yep.
As well as Councillor King.
Yes, proximity and financial with Councillor Caldwell. So only the financial is required to leave. Thank you, Charles. So item 6.1.1, consideration of submissions on proposed differential rates and minimum rates for 2025-26. We have the officer recommendation. Now we need to put a number in there.
Correct, Chair. Through the chair, it does give examples of 50, 25 and 0, if I'm correct, Carolyn, in the report.
Well, shall we put the 50 in and then it can be debated and we'll go from there. So do we have a mover based on a 50% increase? Councillor Kelton Ryder, seconded. I'll second it. Yeah. Councillor Carlton Ryder, would you like to speak to the item?
Just heard all the points made by the public gallery, and I believe they're valid points to be considered, so that's why we have a proposal here and a recommendation from our CEO. So that's my comment.
Thank you. And just by way of process, if anybody would like to move an amendment to change that percentage figure, that can be done. So, Councillor Ingalls? Is that an amendment that you're proposing?
Yes, it is an amendment. That's what I'm looking for, to change the... That's a fairly high price, no drama, in 1 year's increase in rates. Can we move it to a 25%?
You would like to propose amendment of 25%? Yep. Is there a seconder for Councillor Ingalls' proposed amendment? Councillor Wright? Okay, would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Ingalls?
Well, I would have listened to everybody's point of view, and I've got my own point of view, but as a council representing the council and the community members, I think, you know, a 50% rate rise is quite significant. I think we could do this like the, I've forgotten the Pierre Fulton's name, but... The open door policy, we could talk to them over the time and steadily increase the rates rather than just going from a whatever it was before to a 50% rate rise. I think we could probably do better, but we could also work together as well. But increase our rates by, I forgot how to say it, but I think if we start at 25%, we can talk. And yeah, it'll be better for the whole community rather than just going to a 50% rate rise. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Wright, would you like to speak to the item?
Yeah, I just agree with David Ingalls that 50 is probably too high to start with, and we need to probably do a bit more discussion with these guys. But also, I think, they need to chip in a bit more. Costs are going up, so maintaining roads and bridges and things like that is becoming more expensive. So not only they got to pay, but so the farmers and the community.
Thank you, Councillor Wright. Would anyone like to speak for? Speak against? Covered in that, so it is only that percentage. Yep. All right, so at this point it becomes the substantive motion. Yep. We'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? So the amendment is that the point two approved 25% increase in rate in the dollar for UV plantation properties as opposed to the nominated original motion of 50%. All those in favour of that? Against? That's carried. 5-1. Yes, because we've got Charles out. Thank you. Can't count. Okay, Charles, come back in. Thank you, Nikki. So, Charles, the item was carried on a 25% differential increase. Six point two point one, attendance of the annual Sandakan Memorial Service in Sandakan, Sabah, Malaysia. We have the officer recommendation. Do we have a mover? Councillor O'Connell, seconded Councillor King. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor O'Connell?
I think that it makes sense sending every a representative every second year. Then we can commit some finances to doing up our memorial here that the whole community can benefit from. It's just as important that we have the commemoration here just as much as in Sandakan.
Councillor King.
I concur with Councillor O'Connell.
Thank you. Speakers for? Speakers against? Put the motion, all those in favour? Carried unanimous, thanks. All right, and no further business. Meeting closed, 12:30.